You'd have to be living under a rock to not know the chaos that plagues the U.S. healthcare system, issues related to access and quality and cost. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with A Second Opinion. One driver that gets scant attention are healthcare workers' salaries. Within our complex hospitals are workers whose salaries range from a minimum wage to some of the nation's top income earners. These top income earners include some subspecialists and hospital directors. It is not clear to me why they earn so much, given the numerous other workers who work just as many hours or more and often have spent far more time in school. Hospital directors often make close to $1 million, even at our state hospitals. This is about five times as much as the governor. Is it harder to run a hospital than the state of California? Even among physicians, is it fair or just that an orthopedic surgeon or a urologist makes four times as much as a pediatrician or family medicine doctor? There is no rational reason for these disparities other than simply supply and demand, which is controlled by the subspecialists. It's no surprise that those at the bottom work hard and feel stuck. Their salaries are stagnant, and they see no hope for a fair and reasonable salary negotiation. Worldwide, healthcare providers use strikes and job actions to influence policy, sometimes for themselves, but sometimes to improve the system. For healthcare workers, strikes create an ethical tension between an obligation to care for current patients and an obligation to better care for the future, by seeking system improvements, things like improvements in safety, improvements in access to care, improvements in the composition or the strength of the healthcare workforce. The ethical tension grows worse when the potential benefit of a strike involves professional self-interest and the potential risk involves harm to a patient. This weekend, healthcare workers in many hospitals are preparing to go on strike. I have mixed feelings about their actions. They are certainly underpaid, and they deserve much better. They have tried to negotiate without a fair offer from those who are paid unreasonably high salaries. But unlike supermarket workers or sports players, a strike in healthcare may cause sick people to suffer. Some healthcare workers believe that patient well-being is absolute and that anything that jeopardizes this well-being is unprofessional. These people feel that all strikes pose a threat to patient well-being, and therefore all strikes are unethical. Others feel that it is important to focus on the greater good for them or their families. Now, deciding whether or not to strike is a personal decision, and it is not easy. I hope we can all respect these decisions and support our colleagues, whatever choice they make. Now, speaking of support, remember the value that KCRW plays in your life. Please donate what you can by going to kcrw.com/join. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with A Second Opinion.